In Iraq, some residents of Baghdad were without water today, not because of a power outage. Sabotage appears to have been the cause of an explosion at a water main in northern Baghdad early this morning. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad and joins us now. Ivan, tell us more about the problems with the water main.
Well, this pipeline appears to have burst around 7 o'clock in the morning, and several hundred thousand people in the surrounding area did evidently go without water. American officials say that water should be restored by evening time. Now, as to what the cause was, the people in the surrounding area, some of them said they were awoken by some kind of explosion at around 7 o'clock in the morning, and all of them seemed to think that this was some kind of sabotage.
Ivan, this wasn't the only apparent act of sabotage in recent days. Oil exports to Turkey were stopped by an explosion at a pipeline yesterday in northern Iraq. What happened there today?
Well, there are reports of another fire on that same pipeline to the north of a town called Beji, that's north of Baghdad. And officials here announced yesterday that the fire was in fact caused by a bomb, another apparent act of sabotage.
There was also an attack today on a prison in Baghdad. What happened?
This was Abu Ghraib prison. It's to the west of Baghdad, and evidently shortly before midnight Saturday night, somebody fired three mortar shells into that prison. The U.S. military says six detainees were killed and more than 50 were injured.
Now, this was the same prison where Reuters is reporting that a cameraman for the agency was killed there today. Can you tell us any of the details about that?
A spokesman for the Pentagon has confirmed to Reuters that coalition forces engaged against an individual in the area of Abu Ghraib prison, and the individual was later identified as a reporter.
These attacks against water mains, pipelines, prisons, what does it say about the dimensions of the resistance to the occupation in Baghdad?
Well, we already know about the daily attacks against U.S. soldiers here. And what we're seeing just in the past couple of days, it underscores the attacks against so-called soft targets. That's part of the infrastructure in Iraq, be it the oil industry or the electric power plants or the power lines around the country. And this just makes the life of, it makes the job of trying to rebuild this country and get it back on its feet that much more difficult for the U.S. administration here. It frustrates Iraqis as well.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you very much, Ivan.
Thank you very much, Jackie.